sinners came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, verse number 43. Matthew 12, verse number 43. The Lord Jesus has dealt with this group of religious leaders, the Pharisees and other scribes. They're at hand. They've accused him of doing the things that he has done by the power of Satan. The Lord makes it clear that that cannot be. He has healed more than any other all put together. He has yielded nothing but joy and rejoicing and a blessing to the people that he's touched. He's not brought any of them low. He's lifted them up. He's saved souls. He's healed the sick. He's cast demons out of people that mean for nothing but their destruction. He is a good tree. He likens that. A good tree brings forth good fruit. He talks about out of the mouth. Out of the mouth that reveals the heart. The heart is revealed out of the mouth. And so all that has proceeded from the Lord has been nothing but blessing. A condemnation of sin is a blessing, because we need to know that sin will kill us. And we need to turn from sin. We need forgiven of our sins. We need a rescue unto righteousness. And that's only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then they ask him for a sign. There's a contingent there that seems like the thing that the Lord tells them, it just bounces off of their head and they just don't get it. And they want to see a sign. Jesus says, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after signs. He said, there's only one sign given to this generation. And it's coming. The sign is this, is that Jonah, the prophet Jonah, was in the whale's belly 3 days and three nights. And he said, I will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights, buried. He makes that very clear. He says, judgment is going to be sure and swift. Beware of the judgment of the Lord. Because the witness that is here before you that you deny, you the leadership you deny, and the Lord is very hard on the leadership because of their iniquity and their iniquity and even... some, according to the Lord's declaration, are even the children of the devil. He accuses some of that, and he's the only one that can know that. You and I can't know that. He's talked about this, of blaspheming the Holy Spirit of God by attributing the work of the Spirit unto the work of Satan. He said he doesn't forgive that. He says, in judgment, the queen of the south and the men of Nineveh are going to rise up, because you've got a greater witness. The Son of God is a witness of the truth unto them, and they reject it, and they want to kill him, and they want to do anything. They'll say anything. They'll resort to anything to try to turn this tide and deny what he is doing, any aspect of righteousness. It's a scourge that's upon us today, people, in our land. Folks, I mean, it is. It's a sickening, sad thing. Anyone that wants to pursue anything that is righteous is shouted down and talked down. Because righteousness is the Lord. And then he talks, after he's speaking about this, about judgment and the queen of the south, Queen of Sheba, and the men of Nineveh rising up in judgment against that generation. They having a greater witness than Sheba, the Queen of Sheba, and the men of Nineveh had. Nineveh had Jonah, the Queen of Sheba had Solomon, and there's one greater in the midst of these people. Verse 43, When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. So here we see men possessed by unclean spirits. Men possessed by unclean spirits. It happens. It happened. It was so in the Lord's day, and it happens in our day. And it would be very rare for us to know it. I know there are some that have said that they have witnessed it, often foreign lands and such as that. And I believe that even in our land, that protection is being withdrawn. That protection of demon possession is being withdrawn by the Lord. Because why? Our nation, our states, the people of our land have gone away from the Lord. And you go away from the Lord, you deny the Lord, then the Lord backs off from us. When the unclean spirit is going out of a man, here this man has got this unclean spirit in him, but he's kind of got tired of being there, and so he goes out. The unclean spirit walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. So he goes out looking for a better host, so to speak, and more pleasing activity to this unclean spirit. He leaves this man that he's left, he leaves him alone. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And this is in direct reference that the Lord made here in earlier verses about the strong man. Only one stronger can come into a house and kick out the strong man. And the strong man, the strongest man is the Lord Jesus Christ in that analogy. He saith, I will return into my house, verse 44, from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. That man that had that demon possession, and the demon goes away from him for a while, he kind of straightens up his life, turns over a new leaf, gets things all better in his life, kind of straightens up for a while. We've seen that in folks being relieved of that kind of thing. And then says, then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so it shall be also unto this wicked generation. So the Lord says that this is directly relative to the generation at hand. He's talked about the judgment and the testimony of the Queen of Sheba and the men of Nineveh that will be against this generation. And then the Lord tells about how it works with them, that the demon possession and the corruption of that and the relief that they get when the demon goes away and the straightening up and the sincerity that they get for a while. But when he comes back, it's worse. And the Lord said, he taketh seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be unto this wicked generation. He said, they will get worse. They will do even worse. Wow. Tell you what, that's really heavy, isn't it? That is very, very sobering. But the Lord says, even so shall it be unto this wicked generation. He said, it's the way it's going to be. You think that the things that they have said are bad in accusing the work of the Holy Spirit to be and saying it's the work of Satan? Just wait to see what they're going to do. Oh, tell you what, Satan and his minions, the demons, the fallen angels that work with him, they do not want any good for mankind whatsoever. They do not work any good whatsoever to mankind. It is the Lord that is the Savior. It is the Lord that is the helper. It is the Lord Jesus that is the forgiver of sins and the payer of sins. And I pray that you would hear him and believe him and trust him in his gospel in his power and his goodness. And while he yet talked to the people, verse 46, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Amen. What a blessing indeed this is. See, this is back the evidence of the good tree. The Lord said over here in verse 33, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. And so here, the Lord is here and he continues to speak to the people, and his mother Mary and his stepbrothers, his half-brothers rather, and sisters are outside. They want to speak to him. And so they tell him, said, your mom and your siblings are out here and they want to talk to you. They want to speak to you. But he tells the people, he says, who is my mother and who are my brethren? He motioning with his hands. Who are they? He stretched forth his hands towards his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. These are my family, my disciples, the one that follow me, the one that desire me, the one that hear me and hear my teaching and operate on my teaching. He says, behold, look, this is my mother and my brother. He makes it clear, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Because see, that's what Jesus is doing. He's doing the will of the Father. And those that are his and those that he saves desire to do the will of the Father in the strength and power of God, not their own, but in his strength, by his protection, by his help, and by his work. He said, who's my mother and who's my brethren? Those that do the will of the Father which is in heaven. That the will of the Father that I'm doing, that join me in this, that are not against me, that don't scatter the work that I'm trying, that I am doing, that don't scatter abroad, as he said over here in verse number 30, he that is not with me is against me. He said, my mother and my brethren, my disciples that do the will of God, they're not against me. They're for and with and enjoined in the things that I preach. He, it says in verse 30, he that gathereth not with me scattereth. He says, I'm gathering. I'm gathering souls. I'm fishing for men with the gospel and the working of the Spirit. I'm saving men. He tells his disciples and his apostles, he'll make them fishers of men by his word and by his power. He is saving souls and he's gathering into himself and into his family. He said, who is my mother and my brethren? He said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same as my brother and sister and mother. Oh, I tell you what, are you a child of the King? Are you a sibling to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith in him and trusting in him? Yeah. A heavenly Father that we gain by salvation, and an elder brother in our Savior and our Lord. I pray that if you're here under the hearing of my voice, you'll repent of your sins and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.